As we heard in yesterday's programme, the research on gait is part of a wide-ranging study on early signs of Alzheimer's disease, which also includes brain scans, cognitive testing, blood tests and eye tests. The aim is to find a range of markers which, taken together, could be a predictor of dementia 10 to 20 years before the clinical symptoms develop. Professor Claire Mackay from the University of Oxford is running the brain imaging element of the research.
This is a big data approach that we're taking here and combining all of the information we have to give ourselves the best gradient, if you like. So what we're interested in is the gradient of decline. In a cartoon version, you'd imagine that people go all the way through their lives performing at a particular level, and then they just start to decline very, very gradually when they reach a particular age. This is people who would go on to develop disease. And that very early stage of that, the gradient is very, very shallow. So we need really sensitive measures to be able to pick it up.
And once these measures are found, the Alzheimer's drugs, which have previously failed in medical trials, could be retried on people much earlier in their scale of decline, says Professor Simon Lovestone from Oxford.
Now, it might be that everything that we've learned about Alzheimer's disease is wrong. I don't think that's the case. It might be that everything that we know about Alzheimer's disease is right, it's just that the drugs are not very good. I don't think that's the case either. All the evidence suggests that it's not the case. Or it might be that what we know about Alzheimer's disease is right, and some of the drugs that we've developed might work, but the clinical trials are not good enough. I think that's the case.
In Britain, 850,000 people have dementia, but with an ageing population and no cure, the numbers could top 2 million within 30 years, and Alzheimer's is the most common form of dementia. Finding a cure is one of the biggest medical challenges of our time.